RK101, making your home into a temple. Let's get practical again after these philosophical excursions. That is very nice. And when we were traveling around as brahmacharis all over Sweden, one of my favorite activities, actually we did that. We came, visited young people in their homes and just turned their homes into temples. Moved around the furniture, just made a big kirtan space in the middle of the room and then took whatever furniture was suitable and made an altar. That was my job, find some cloth or some tablecloth or whatever that looked good enough, and some boxes or little tables, and then we had our pictures there of Radha and Krishna and Chaitanya Nityananda. So, well, that's a way. But I would say maybe we should start with making our own home a temple rather than bursting in and making other people's homes into your temple. But it was fun. It was the 70s. But I know some, when they hear this, you should make your home into a temple, they think of just throwing out all the furniture and just your room is just a temple room floor. And you sleep on the floor and in your sleeping bag, as we used to do. And we had little temples, which is also nice, rent some little space somewhere. A shop is perfect if they're not too expensive, and now things are getting so expensive. Put a little sign up there, Hare Krishna temple, and just invite people, and you have kirtan, and read the Bhagavad Gita, and cook prasadam, and so on. It was and is a simple, relatively simple recipe. But that's a more public kind of temple. So here I am in my home. Do I have to throw out my furniture and all of that and make it look completely odd? And often then not very homely anymore, but more templish. Is that the idea? What does it mean, a temple? It means that God is there, right? Goddess and God, Radha and Krishna, or what you prefer to call Divine Ones. So I would say, make your home very beautiful and in a natural and nice and sattvic way, and then have an altar there of some form, and have beautiful pictures that reminds you of God and Krishna, Radha, and so on. And there's so, in India, that's the nice thing. There's so much art, and beauty, actually. There's something not very beautiful also, but these countries that are old have these old cultures. They have so much beauty that has march through the generations. There's some, they like to make their homes a little Indian style. But that's not, I would say, necessary either. I mean, it's not, I would say, somewhere other home will you remember Krishna, will you remember God. And the easiest way to do that is to set aside some corner in the room, or for me it's my bookshelf above the TV, where you have a little altar. And then just be there and be Krishna conscious, and when you come home you feel very comfortable and protected by Krishna and inspired in your life. So to have a beautiful home, and that's much of the idea, right? Especially we guys, some are not very keen and observant on having a beautiful home. I would say the ladies are in general better at beauty. So if you are two, then it makes it much easier, I would say. Because the idea then is, and that's what temples are for, that you create that beauty, you make that home beautiful, so that God wants to live in it. And it's easy to think like that when you have an altar there in the some part of the room, and then you, that's why it's nice to have this nice picture of Radha Krishna Vandatai, and they are looking at you in the room, and when you have a very nice place, a very nice home, and you do nice things there, and you chant their names, and they have flowers there on the altar, yes. And there is beauty, then they're happy. Not because of the things, but because of the devotion there. You know, when you are devoted to someone you like, someone you love, someone, then you want to do something nice. Make that person happy. Isn't it? Not that we just go, gotta do that and that and that and that. I'm gonna really show how good I am. Look how austere I am, I have no furniture. Remember, I saw Steve Jobs lived like that. And he was interested in Krishna consciousness. He used to go to the temple Sunday feast and eat prasadam. And yes, if you want to live in an apartment which has no furniture at all, it makes you happy. That's the thing. Krishna is also pleased to see that you are happy. not that. Look at me, I can suffer for you, God. Of course, sometimes that's what we do. But then there is generally a cause for that and a reason for that outside of our control. But this Krishna consciousness, this bhakti yoga path is a happy path. It's not threaded by serious looking, austere renunciants really are going to show you how austere and renounced they are and how little they care about anything in this false world which basically doesn't exist. That's more of the Buddhist than the Mayavadis. But devotees, Premana, Kivalananda Kanda, it's a happy path, this. And that's why the devotees, they dance and sing. And smile, eat good food. And they do it for Krishna and for each other, because we're all part of Krishna. So again, it's about thinking not me, I, me, mine, but we. Krishna and all of us. We're all together.